His will. Is it your will? It's His will. Thy will. Are we recording? Give me a thumbs up. I can't see back there. Thumbs up. Amen. Well, I want to welcome those on the podcast, the House of Manna, and those of you that are listening by way of the podcast that have visited before or plan to visit. I have an announcement to make. The House of Manna is moving. The House of Manna is moving. Beginning September 4th, the first Sunday in September, we will now be meeting at 16320 Huebner Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78248. For those of you that know that address, that is where we hold our School of Prophecy. There is where we have ministered before, and the Lord has opened up a door for us, and He is right on time. Such a benefit to the House of Manna for us to do so, because our lease is up at the end of September. So you know when you do your first and last month? So when we transfer over, we're able now to put things in storage. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all have a wonderful week. We will see you next week. I want you to understand something, that when God does something, He does everything decent and in order. We've been trying to work this out for 4 months. I fleece God for specific things. Every fleece was made. Every fleece was made. Every petition that I put before the Lord, I said, Lord, if this is you, this will take place. If this is you, then I'll really know if this takes place. But I'll really know if this will take place. But I'll really, really, really know if this also takes place. So all four were met. But how many of you know that God's a God of grace? So He presented number 5 to us that I didn't ask for, but it had been in my heart that I never spoke of. And it was offered without me speaking it. So I just want you to know that what God sees is your faithfulness. He sees your faithfulness in everything you do. And right at that very moment when you think it's time to quit, He comes in and He provides. We will be meeting at St. Andrew's Church on Huebner Road, right across from Huebner Elementary School. We have our own driveway and parking lot, our own entrance. We have 2 fully equipped huge rooms for the infants, toddlers, and, you know, our children's kingdom kids. We also have a room that is afforded to us for our teenagers that has a pool table, a ping pong table, where they will have their church services weekly. And if we need more rooms are offered to us free of charge. All we have to do is just plug in. All of this will be in storage. So you know that when God comes through, He comes through all the way. Amen. So when we pray, your will, not my will, your will be done. But He doesn't let you know when He's going to come through. Or if He will come through. But He does. So it blessed me when I had this conversation with this gentleman, Rabbi, on Tuesday. And I knew it to be God because we had a conversation driving home from Houston Sunday afternoon. We had this exact conversation. What are we going to do? It's time to lock the doors. No sooner did we get home, sat on the couch, my phone goes off. It says, we're ready for you. Let's meet. It was like God saying, oh, Marty, ye of little faith. How many times do I got to tell you I'm working things out? Come on. You know, we get in those little tantrum modes. We do it. I have them quite often. And it's like Jesus Himself comes and sits there and watches how long I can hold my breath. But God came through. Amen. So it is a blessing all the way around. I look forward to seeing what God is doing. All I can say is the board of the church said there is a kindred spirit. And God is going to do something great for our ministry and for theirs. So it is a blessing. And it is something that God is doing to keep us in His will. His will, His purpose. Amen. If you would, pause the recording. Don't worry, it's going to come up quite often. Get your Bibles, if you would, please. Turn to Matthew 6. Matthew chapter 6. We'll begin reading at verse 5. Go to the next slide, please. Matthew 6, and for those of you that don't have a Bible, get your phones, get your tablets. For those of you that don't have your phones, your tablets, you don't have a way of getting a Bible, go invest in one. Matthew 6, verses 5-14. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Next slide, please. Matthew 6, verses 5-6. You see it up on the screen. Who has it on their? I'll tell you what, someone read it from the screen for me, please, instead of me looking at it. Read it from the screen.
And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners.
Okay.
That they may be seen by others.
Stop right there. When you pray, don't pray like the hypocrites, just wanting to be seen. Just wanting to be seen like they're religious or they're in prayer. So don't do that. What do you do? Go on, read. Okay.
Truly, I say to you that they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in the secret.
Stop right there. Go into your room. Go into your room. Whose room?
Mine.
Some people say it's a closet, right? Closet. Could be a truck. It could be a car. It can. Is it at your job? If I was going to say, if you work at home or you have your own office, the door can be shut. How many times, if that's the case with you, have you been interrupted while you get in that prayer time? Many times. Go into your room and shut the door. What is that saying? Go into that place that you can't be disturbed. Go into that place where you have to shut off the things on the outside so that you can hear from the inside the will of the Father. Okay? We've had too many moves of God that have not been led by the Spirit but been by the flesh.
That's right.
Because they're the first section. Let me do things in public and let me do things so people can see. The will of the Father is for you to get to be intimate with him in secret. In secret. And your Father who sees in secret, secret, will what?
Reward you.
Reward you. He will reward you. What will God do in the secret place that he won't do in the public? Anybody? Hands up so I can hear and then see who it is. He'll reward you in the secret. He's going to reward you in the open. What will he do in the secret place that he won't do in the open? Oh, say it again back here. Okay, rebuke, which is to counsel, to show, reveal, is what he's going to do in the secret place. When a baby is about to be born and the mother is going into labor, is it done in the street? Well, we would hope not, but there's been some instances that they didn't make it there. But listen with me for a minute. Because what God is about to do and about to birth, it has to be in a clean place. It has to be in a sterile environment. And it has to be in a place that is intimate enough for the mother and the child. Sure, there may be some assistance there with the physicians. But when God does something in the spiritual realm, he does not need any help. Does he need your help? What we have a tendency to do is put our hand in it. Put our words on it. Put our mind in the mix. But when you get into your room, because I've been struggling with this, I say this to be very transparent with you. My quiet time is spent here in hours before service. So my internal struggle with all of this move that was about to happen is I lose my room. I said, God, I don't know about this. I don't know how this is going to, Lord. I can't do this, God. You just got to continue to provide. And I'm just going to stay. I'm just going to renew the lease. I'm just going to stay. Because it sounds like it's good. We're going to stand. We're not closing these doors. We're going to stand. And God's going to provide. But the prophet that was sent to the brook by the Holy Spirit was sent to the brook. And the brook dried up. The brook, you know, the river. It dried up. There was no rain. It dried up. Was still getting fed by a raven, a bird, up until the time that it had to transition over. So we can be in a place where God is saying, okay, you've had me a certain way for a long time. And I've been providing for you, but now I'm about to call the raven to stop. I don't feel the Holy Ghost now. But because you've been fed the spiritual food that fell from the sky like manna. Manna means what is it? Because when something of God ceases, you begin to question, what is it? What is this thing that I'm in right now before the transition? What is this thing that what I used to get from you has now ceased? What is it? Have we been there before? I know it. I don't really need the response, but I have a tendency to question because every time I question, it makes you question yourself. Well, I would feel like the prophet is there at the brook saying, what has happened now? You sent me here. You told me exactly where to go. You opened up the doors here. Your presence was here. There was a manifestation of your grace here. There was a manifestation of your promise and provision right here. But we dare not be like Jacob.
a deceiver. To deceive ourselves in our nature. Or should we be like Peter? He sees Jesus. He sees Moses. He sees the prophet Elijah. And he says, oh, let's build a house right here for each of them. I know I'm not a builder. I'm a fisherman, but I'll build something for you. What happened? God closed him off. The cloud of his glory encapsulated them, closed Peter off from them. Okay, don't miss this. There's some times in your life, I'm going to get back to the brook in a minute, but there's some times in your life when you see the ones that bring you the law, and bring you, my God, the prophetic word, and then you see the King of Glory standing there, that you always want to make a residence in a place where it's at, but God says it's not here. Some of y'all are going to get this one. Even though the prophetic says, here I am, the law says, you're in my grace, and the King of Glory, Christ Jesus, is there in his glory, you want to make residence there, but that's not the place for you to reside. He's got to get you someplace else before your mind starts making provisions to stay. Oh, this is going to help somebody. See, if we start thinking we can do this on our own. Peter didn't know how to build a house. He knew how to throw a net. But he didn't know how to build a house. But isn't it just like God, when you're in his presence and you have the law on your side, you got the prophetic on your side, and you got the grace of God on your side, that you can do anything. And then God covers it up. Oh, you want to do what? Oh, let me just take the vision that you're seeing away. Oh, my God. Let me move that vision out of the way where you can't see through it no more. And no longer what you can't see, you can no longer achieve. Because we had to be transitioned. So now here's the prophet that is there at the brook. He's been getting fed by the raven. He says, well, at least I got some water. And there's some fish in the water if I could ever catch it. It looks like the water is going down. What used to be a flowing river is now a trickle. I can no longer be sustained with what was once here. It has dried up. But I had once hope when I would see the river flowing towards me. But when the river runs dry, it afforded a way for me to cross over on dry land to get to a new place. But didn't know where I was going until I got there. And then when I got there, somebody was in desperate need, in dire straits, was about to die in their situation. Hear this. That's why God is drying up some things of the old. So that we can cross over and reach out to those in a dying world that needs a touch from a glorious God that says, I may have brought you through some tough times. I may have brought you through the lean times, but I have to make some things run out so that you don't make residence on this side, because somebody needs you on the other side. On the other side of all your travail, on the other side of everything you've been through, somebody needs a touch from you. Woo. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God that even through the lean times, when everything seems to just stop, he says, I have need for you. Even in the lean, even when everything dries up, even when you feel alone, he says, I need you. I need you. You don't feel good. You're not in a place of comfort. You're in a place of discomfort. But your faith can only be stretched when you're uncomfortable. A woman can only give birth When the walls have been stretched. When the walls are stretched, that's when you're in position. And when you're in position, he makes the pains become even more frequent. Woo! Yeah. And when you go through some things, he hasn't forgotten you. He has not left you out to dry. He has not left you in the trials and the tribulations and your travails. He's known your pains, but sometimes they have to come one right after another, after another, after another, after another, after another, in order to birth what's inside of you. I can't take it no more. You don't know what you can take unless you go all the way through the process. You don't know what you can handle unless you're stretched. You don't know what God has instituted in your body that you can withstand. You have gone through so much, but I haven't forgotten you. You have gone through everything, but I sustained you. You have left your comfort only to be uncomfortable with me. Look at your bank account and it's always in the negative. You look over at the things that are running dry. But I have fed you, I've kept you, so that I can bring you to a place that people need you. You may not have nothing for steaks. You may not have food in your cupboard. But I'll send someone to bring you groceries. I'll send someone to take you to dinner. I'll send someone that will look at you and say, God told me to bless you. God, why is this so hard? It seems like every time I'm getting ahead, something else hits me. Something comes closer to me. Something makes me feel like I gotta quit. He says it's the intervals that come. You go through things. But it's the contractions for the birth. I know I've lost some things. I lost relationships. I'm alone. How can I do this? I didn't want to be isolated, God. He says, but when I call you unto myself, that's when you're in my room. And I can begin to do surgery. I can begin to open up what needs to be opened. And it's in my season and my timing. And that's when the fruit of your labor comes forth. He said, you can't take it no more. Your daughter, your son, your grandchildren, you don't see, you don't understand what's going on in their life. Why are they always in the room? But why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? I'm doing something even in them. Even their hardships, I'm doing something in them. I'm even making their faith increase when you think they're losing faith. Because I'm about to show up strong. And when I show up strong, they're going to say, my God has been good to me. Even when I transition out of nothing, go and bring life to someone that's about to give up. You walk on an emptiness. You walk with not having. But God says, what you don't have. Whew. My God. What you think you don't have, somebody is in need of. What is not in the physical is in the spiritual realm. It is in that time you have spent in that room with me, in that place of intimacy. Now go be intimate with my presence and release life to a dying world. To someone that is about to die, watch this, with her son. What was the son representing? Future, a generation, a dynasty was about to end. My God! He says, don't worry. It looks like there ain't nothing left. You're going to die. I have a widow who has already went through a death, has already went through travail, has already been through some things. Is going to see your situation. Is not going to understand, but is going to reach out because I put it in their heart. Never again. Never again look at your travails. It's meaningless. I'm out of the will. I'm out of the will. It's so hard. I'm out of the will. You're in my perfected will. When it's one thing after another, after another, after another. Because you're in position when you said yes to me. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, I don't understand it. The natural law says I got to have a job so that I can do and pay my bills. But I've got something in mind for you. I have a way to bless you. I have a way to get to you what you're in need of. I have a way. Out of your no way becomes my way. Supernatural. What is my divine presence in my glory that provides a manifestation here on earth of my heaven that is near. Have need of you. I have need of you. It ain't over. It's hard. It's uncomfortable. You feel like you're alone. You feel like this ain't gonna happen. I'll take my life before I even have to do anything else that causes me so much more pain. God says, I have need of you for a dying world that is out there. Will you just touch them? Will you just bring the gospel? Will you bring the good news, my nature to them so that they have hope? When it seems like everything is run out and everything is dry, you're just in transition. In that transition, it'll look like you're never going to get someplace. But maybe he has something for you. You got to trust that even in the travail was the stretching. Will they continue to see your faith? Will they continue to know that's a real Christian? That's a real believer. That's a real believer. Or will they quit? I can't do this no more. I work for an ungodly boss. I work for people that are thieves. I work with people that are taking advantage of other people. This is good. That's why you're there. How else are they going to change unless I bring goodness there? How else are they going to change unless my glory resides in you that is displayed everywhere you go? The problem is the one that is in this atmosphere, the God of this world, plays in your mind. You don't think that you can display glory. I'm not talking about feathers and your gold dust and oil. I'm talking about whatever he wants to do, he's going to do. And he'll do it through you. You may walk in and talk to your boss, even though he may be a thief, he's stealing even from you. God bless you. God bless you. Well, you don't talk that way. I'm blessing you. I'm not cursing you. I'm blessing you. What's more you're doing to a lot of people. I'm blessing you. The boldness of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ rises up inside of you. Why have you gone through so much so you don't take it anymore? When people come and act foolish around you, start talking about you, start talking about all the vision that you have. Oh, it's not even God. It's God, because you're going through it. You're being tested on every side. You're being stretched. All you got to do is to silence. Get behind. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Glory, his glory. I feel like sometimes that you're in a place that's too small. I don't know who this is for. It's too small. We're outgrowing it. It's just too small. It's time for us to move on. It's because everything that you have felt the Lord has spoken to you, you've been tested on it. You even wanted to quit on it, believing on the word that was given to you because it hasn't come to pass. Yeah, maybe you were told that you were going to have a bigger house for your kids in your own room, for your own prayer room or your own office, but it never came. And you're wondering, is that a word from the Lord or was that just flesh? Was that someone just trying to hype me up? No, that's a word from the Lord, because you've been going through hell ever since you got it. Devil wants you to quit and give up on that word. I'm just trying to get to the first point. When things dry up, it's because you're in transition. getting ready to give birth. It's hard. You're stretched. Watch this. And when it's time to give birth, your legs are taken up from underneath you. You can't even stand anymore. You can't even push. They'll tell you to push, but you can't. They'll have to help you to push. Because you have exerted everything carrying this very promise. And you know it's from God. Because God is birthing it. And what comes when the birth comes? The very promise is revealed. The Israelites tasted the promised land. Tasted it. That's why God said it's a land flowing with milk and honey. You're going to taste and see that His promise is good for you. It'll sustain you. It'll keep you. He didn't say it was going to be easy, because the first thing they had to do once they got there is they had to walk and march around a fortified city. Some things are going to come your way because of what you're getting ready to birth. But even after the birth, you're going to face some things. He says, God, You brought us. You won't keep us. But now He says, now you go and you fight. You go and fight. I've been fighting your battles all along. You didn't even know it. Some of them you didn't even know, but I kept you from taking your own life. I got within your mind, got within your heart, and I took those images away. Just to let you know, I'm with you all the way through. But now it's time for you to fight. Because you've birthed promise. The question is, do we want His will or do we want our will? We want His. His will is weighty. It has weight. Because every time you're getting ready to give birth, the baby drops. Because the weight pulls away from the walls in order for you to give birth. Some walls that have kept you from birthing are about to come down so that you can birth it. Amen. Let's go to the next slide. Matthew 6, 9 through 12. That was just slide one. And it says here, pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Next slide. Lead us not into temptation. Watch this. But deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Park right here. We want His will to be done on earth just as it is where? In heaven. When Jesus died on the cross, there was such a rumbling. There was darkness that covered the earth. And what tore? The veil tore where the very presence of God was. Where you couldn't even enter in unless you were a high priest. And you weren't there all the time. Now what He has done is made access for you to enter in on a daily basis. On a daily basis. So that His will is done in your life. How many of you have prayed His will? And it seems like this can't be God's will. This is too hard. I'm being talked about. I'm being lied about. People are threatening. Come on, come on. What else? What else? What else comes your way to make you want to quit? Huh? Lord, you can take me, but just don't touch my children. What does the enemy do? testify to your children. He knows where to hurt you. He don't fight fair. But then what I find very interesting, and I'll preach on this on Sunday, is that if we ask for thy kingdom come, thy will be done, we need to know what his will is. Many walk around this earth just living their life not knowing what the will of God is for their life. His will is weighty. It has weight to it. It's heavy. Because if you were truly trying to carry something of the Lord, it is so weighty that even the ark, the very presence, the will of God, the very place of God, had to be carried on the shoulders of the high priest. It's weighty. The will of God is to touch a dying world. The will of God is to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper. Preach the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. How many of you, be honest with yourself right now, think you can't minister like an evangelist and get people saved? Raise your hands. Okay. Those that are raising your hands, stand. Stand. I'm going to close this. Keep playing, sir, please. Those of you that are standing, you're saying that you have some fear about ministering to people out in the open streets, correct? Get them saved. Do you love yourself? Love yourself. You love yourself? You love yourself? Do you love yourself? Do you love yourself? Do you love yourself? Truthfully. Thank you for being honest. Thank you. Do you love yourself? You love yourself. Good. Thank you for being honest. Do you love yourself? Same question now. Do you love God? Do you love God? Each and every one of you that are standing, love God. That's without question, right? Y'all are saying yes. Without question, you're going to love God. Here's the thing. You're not taking your love that you love yourself to them. You're taking the way you love God to them. What makes you think that you can't minister to someone out in this world is of whether they receive you. Whether they receive me. You're not giving them you. You're presenting them Jesus. Does God love everybody? Yes. Whether you love yourself or not. Here's the trick of the enemy. He comes right in here, right in your mind, to make you think they're going to reject you. You don't know anything of my life. You don't need to. You know the life of Christ and what he did. And you're going to tell them there's hope and a future for them. Now, those of you that are standing, lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, I just thank you for the boldness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The boldness of your love that will come forth out of their heart, their spirit, and that will be spoken with such love, because they do unto you, not unto man. They do unto you. For you love all of creation, those that know you and those that don't know you. So I pray a release of the boldness of the gospel of Jesus Christ within their heart, their spirit, and their mind. I thank you for them now in Jesus' mighty name. Now I loose them into this dying world, into this lost world, to bring hope in the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Without arguing scripture, quoting scripture, but presenting love of God to them. In Jesus' name. Those of you standing, receive it. And they said amen. You may be seated. Those of you that were sitting down, that tells me that you said that you're not afraid to share Jesus. Is that correct? Stand to your feet. Those of you who are standing, you're saying that you now and continually or have in the past shared the gospel of Jesus Christ with someone. Yes? I'm going to pray for such a release of His glory. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, for those that stand right now, Lord, believe that they are now releasing the glory of God and the demonstration of Your grace to the people they encounter. Father, I thank You for signs and wonders that follow them that believe. That those that are lost shall be saved. Those that are sick shall be healed. Those that are dead in Christ shall be risen in Christ. Those that have a condition of leprosy shall be cleansed. Anything that is unclean shall be cleansed. Because, Father, they are not ashamed of Your gospel. They will prophesy. They will lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. They will walk with such power and authority. Because Thy will be done. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. All of heaven's glorious gospel is inside of you. All of the power of the kingdom of God resides inside of you. You have all of the Holy Spirit. You do not have a junior Holy Spirit. You don't have just half of the Holy Spirit. You have all of the Holy Spirit within inside of you. You can move with power and the demonstration of His glory, says the Spirit of God. Do you believe? Do you receive? Now freely give the gospel of Jesus Christ in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm telling you something, that God has placed His bride in position. His bride is coming. Now is what many would call an awakening to what the mandate is in this hour for the church to be in position, the bride of Christ. He says in the word that the glory of the latter house will be greater than the former house. I want you to put your hand on your heart right now. Say, I am the latter house. I am the latter house. I am the latter house. Let Your glory reside in me and increase in me. Let it be greater than my former. Let it be greater than before. Let my mind be renewed in You, and my heart display the heart of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Beloved, you have been charged by the Holy Ghost to do Thy will be done. Where? On earth. As it is where? Heaven. Is there sickness in heaven? No. Whew. Are there dead things in heaven? No. Is there any lack in heaven? No. Anything and everything that you're in need of is here for you now. I heard you. There's a religious spirit right around here. It's not about the blessings. Then why are you believing? The blessing of the gospel is eternal salvation. That's a blessing. That's a promise. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. A shack. No? A mansion. What is in heaven and how is heaven described? From this wall, coming across the back here, I saw a multitude of wings. Wings just going across. The
angels do the bidding of the gospel for the Lord. Not what you just declare. It must line up with the word, his will, and they bring to manifestation. Something tells me that we're about to experience so much angelic presence and visitation within the body of Christ, the house of manna, not just the house of manna, the body of Christ, churches across the land. People, I hear, thank you, Jesus. Churches that did not even allow the Spirit of God to move and denied the gifting and the power of the Holy Spirit are about to come through the revelation knowledge that Christ is risen. And the gifts did not die with the last apostles. The new apostles are rising to be a demonstration of the glorious kingdom of God. Those that were about to shut down are about to be revived and awakened to his plan and his purpose. Those that were about to end are about to start fresh again. Whew. I pray you hear this by the Spirit of God. What he has promised you is going to come to pass. What he has promised. Not what man has promised, but what he has promised. Not what man has prophesied to be flesh, but what God has prophesied by spirit shall manifest. Amen? I pray you hear the heart of God, and I pray that you understand that his kingdom come, his will be done. On Sunday, I'm going to continue this message, speaking on his glory, speaking on his will, and a demonstration of his power. Amen. I pray that you are blessed with this message, those that are on the podcast. I pray that you have that charge in your spirit and you receive that charge and that you accept it. And freely as you have received, now freely go and give. Go in the boldness of the love of God for those that you encounter.